Welcome back. You're listening to Half Hour to Health. I'm Dr. Stephanie from Crossroads Chiropractic with Laura Scott. This morning, she is the development director for the Friends Program. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Oh, thanks for being here. I've learned so much about what the Friends Program has to offer just in the first half of the show. So if you're just tuning in, we're here talking about the Friends Program, which was founded in 1975, so it's just over 40 years old. And there is such a great impact within Concord for all age groups and volunteer opportunities. And one of the things that Crossroads has been doing the past couple of years is taking donations for a charity. And it has been the Friends Program last year and this year. And we have asked our practice members to donate items that are on the wish list for the Friends Emergency Housing Program, and they drop them off to us. We store them up for the course of 5 or 6 weeks, and then we load up vehicles and deliver them. This last year, we had 3 carloads full.
Yes, it was impressive.
Yeah, I feel bad because we're dropping it all on the porch, and it's like, where are they going to put all this? But you squeeze it in and put it to use. And this year's list, I'll read off some things, but it's on their website, which is www.friendsprogram.org. And as I say, it's a pretty random list. It goes from size 5 diapers to peanut butter and jelly, down to batteries, juice lamps, men's shaving cream, a microwave, snow shovels, new stamps, women's deodorant, arts and crafts supplies, and all sorts of things in between.
Yes, we have an eclectic wish list.
I like it.
Yeah, it's a lot of it's practical stuff. It's little things that you don't think, you think, how could they need this? But again, it's a homeless shelter. You know, we're using the funds that we raise to keep the lights on, to keep the heat on, and to provide direct service to the 8 families that we serve at any one time. So, yeah, buying stamps, snow shovels,
Ice melt and salt,
peanut butter and jelly. These are the things that, people just don't think about when you want to donate. People think about winter coats or they think about Christmas gifts, but it's those everyday items mm-hmm. that really keep the shelter running and let the families feel like they're part of a home, that it's their home while they're there. And that's our goal.
So more on the list, pop-up post-it notes, pots and pans, potty seats.
Yes, because when we have kids that are in potty training and then they leave the shelter, they usually take the potty seats with them. So then again, they don't have to start over. We are mm-hmm. giving them the tools and the equipment they need to be successful. So then what happens? Then we don't have the potty seat anymore.
But it's gone to a good cause.
Yes, it does.
So also in need right now, baby formula, Benadryl, Clorox wipes, coffee pots with carafes.
Yes.
I bet those tend to travel too.
Those tend to travel too, accidentally break. Again, you have 8 families, 35 people at a time living in a big house. Stuff happens. Stuff breaks. It gets used a lot, hence the snow shovels. Those things break all the time.
So if you're cleaning out maybe your kitchen this time of year in preparation, silverware is welcome. As we mentioned, pots and pans as well. So think of those home items that maybe you've got too many of and need to clean out the drawers.
It
could go to good use.
It does go to good use, again, being used in the shelter with the families. And then when the families move on, we make sure that they're set up for success. We don't want to have them go into transitional housing with nothing. Because, again, then you fall back into those routines of, eating out all the time because you have no kitchen utensils or you have no pots and pans. Another way, besides our wish list, we actually just implemented because sometimes it's hard for people to gather things up and drop stuff off, though Crossroads has made it very easy for the drop-off point. We actually are now on myregistry.com where you can directly buy items and they'll be shipped to us. So Ooh. If you're shopping, you can go to myregistry.com and look up the Friends program. And we have a wish list on there of, I think it's 29 items through Walmart. So you're buying it through my registry in Walmart, and it just gets shipped right directly, actually comes to me, to my office, and then it'll go to the shelter. So if you want to do something quick and simple and you're sitting at your computer, you can do it that way. And the shelter will get things that they need directly.
That is uber convenient.
Very convenient.
And I'm loving this online shopping for the holidays. It is time efficient and convenient, and I'm not fighting the crowds and looking for parking and wasting gas. And now you're making it easy for us to even contribute to the Friends program.
Yes.
Right from the couch.
Right. You can do it right there. Go online and you can buy stuff that you know we need. The list there is random as well.
Okay.
We got some random items on there. I saw today there were some slippers, Clorox wipes, some shelving units for storage. So again, it runs the gamut of stuff that's $5 to $35. So we're not asking for huge expensive items. It's really those practical things that if you look around your own house or your own shopping list, it's stuff you buy every day, and you buy it for us and help us out.
Well, that's awesome. So friendsprogram.org is the website. And if they're looking to shop online, it's
myregistry.com. And then you just type in the Friends program and our registry will show up.
Easy, easy, easy. So if you're just tuning in, again, we're here with Laura Scott from the Friends program, hearing about all the wonderful programming they've got. We've got a few minutes left. Is there something else that you'd like the community to know?
Sure. We do have some events coming up. This Friday is Midnight Merriment in Concord. And Beat It is a local store that does support the shelter as well. So if you want to stop in there at any time, they are wonderful supporters of ours. We also are always looking for volunteers. We always list on our website any orientations we have going on for our different programs. And again, you can give as little as an hour a month to an hour a day, depending on what type of programs you're interested in and your skill set. And we're just always looking for community partners. We're always looking for partners like Crossroads Chiropractic that want to host fundraisers for us. We're always willing to come into different businesses to talk about our programs. I know a lot of different businesses have lunch and learns, so I'm always willing to go in and talk about who we are and what we do and how people can get more involved. And we do have a fundraiser coming up actually at Pat's Peak. So if we ever get any snow out there in December, I think it's December 18th through the 21st, if you buy your ski tickets online for that week, to ski that week, the Friends program is the recipient of a nice donation from Pat's Peak.
Awesome.
So again, hopefully we get some snow and then we can take advantage of that. But even if you don't, you can drop off toys or books or craft supplies at Pat's Peak. And if you donate 3 items, you get a gift card to their cafe.
Awesome.
So, yes.
That's win-win.
It is win-win. And again, hopefully we'll have some snow so you can get some exercise in, do good at the same time. You know, it's good all around.
Now, what were the dates on the Pat's Peak fundraiser?
I believe it's Monday the 18th through Thursday the 21st. And you just have to buy your tickets in advance online. So you can't just show up at the door to buy your ticket and benefit us. But if you buy it online to ski one of those 4 days, we get a nice donation from Pat's Peak. And I do thank them for that partnership.
So. That is amazing.
It is.
So where can people kind of follow the Friends program, because that fundraiser is a couple weeks away, and unless
yes.
I write it down, I'm going to forget about it.
Well, you can go on to our website. We do keep that updated. We have a Facebook page, so you can like us on Facebook and you can get updates from us. And we also have an e-newsletter that goes out probably about once a month, the beginning of the month, and you can sign up to receive that newsletter through the website, and you'll get one email from me every month that talks about all the different programs, any upcoming events, ways you can get involved. So we try to keep it as simple and easy as possible so people can follow what we're doing, because we do have a lot of different moving parts.
Yeah, you do. Again, I am so impressed with all the things that you've been doing. Thank you for being with us on the show today. And thank you for all that you're accomplishing in the community.
Oh, well, thank you for having me. And thank you for your partnership and support of the Emergency Housing Shelter.
Absolutely. Well, today's show was sponsored by Crossroads Chiropractic. People turn to chiropractic for help with headaches, neck pain, low back pain, sciatica, digestive problems, infant colic, asthma, allergies, and so much more. If you've never had your spine checked by a chiropractor, please call us. We'd love to be your family's chiropractor. This month, you can have a complete exam with any necessary x-rays for just $49. Find out how chiropractic might be able to help you and your family. We have locations in Pembroke, Meredith, and Epping. Give us a call at 575-9080. That's 575-9080. Or you can go to crossroadschiropractic.com. We wish you a healthy, happy, wonderful weekend. We'll see you next week here on The Pulse.